listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Slake. A 19-year-old Sydney man faces court today, the first to be charged after a riot broke out following Monday night's church stabbing in Wakeley. 16-year-old boy, the alleged offender, is yet to be charged over the terror incident, though. Brittany Higgins will get to keep her $2.4 million taxpayer-funded compensation payment, despite a judge this week finding no political cover-up of her assault. This ruling doesn't affect her right to the money, though, because she was just a witness in the Bruce Lerman defamation case, not a defendant. That said, some legal experts say the payment should now be investigated due to alleged false claims by Higgins in the first place. Authorities have confirmed illegal online gambling services were in force during last year's FIFA Women's World Cup. 200 offshore gambling sites have been reviewed by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. Spokesperson Carolyn Lidgerwood says 18 were in breach of our laws.
These services that we investigated were offering wagering services on the FIFA Women's World Cup from outside Australia and without an appropriate licence.
Driverless trucks are hitting the road from tonight on one of the nation's busiest freight routes across Melbourne. The vehicles will use smart road technology to navigate on dedicated lanes at night to minimise disruption. A specialist driver and engineer will still be on board the truck for safety reasons, and plans to build a new $700 million AFL stadium in Hobart have hit a snag after a historic railway shed on the site was granted heritage protection yesterday.